Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
New Year, sons of liberty and daughters of liberty. Got Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. Today is January 1st, the first day of this new year in 2013. And contrary to what many people think, Obama does not rule the roost. The Son of God rules the roost. Always has, always will. We just celebrated his birth and the destruction of the kingdom of darkness for all those that trust in him and that are confident in him. And I'd like to give praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this day of this new year, and thankfulness that he has enlightened our eyes to see and behold his gospel of truth and light, that he sent his Son to not only die for our sins, but empower his sons and daughters to lay down their lives for the same. Folks, we have America today because of what Christ, the Son of God, did. We have the liberties that we have today because of what Christ, the Son of God, did. Now, did George Washington lay down his life for this country? Yes, but he acknowledged the same thing. It's because what Christ, the Son of God, did. He did not look for excuses to stand back and watch what tyrants were doing and wicked men were doing or what the Muslims were doing in the Middle East, because they were doing a lot back then. As a matter of fact, they were more powerful then than they probably are now. Minus the oil. They were conquering all over Europe. Our founders looked at the hope, that which is Christ. They looked at the light. Many of you have read Pilgrim's Progress. The first thing that evangelist does to Christian is said, you see that light over there? And Christian acknowledges, yes, I see it. And he says, go towards it. That means he's moving forward. He's not moving backward. He is taking ground. He is acknowledging what Christ said, not compromising what Christ said to get popularity or to win an election. Folks, the government is upon his shoulders. Whose shoulders? And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Emmanuel. This is his land. His glory fills the earth, the Bible says. Oh, all this religious talk. Exactly. That's what established our country, folks. That's why we have a country in the first place. That's what's eradicated all evils and all woes that we have ever experienced in America. It's called Christianity. It's called the light of God's word and his countenance when he shines it down. I had the opportunity recently to see a film on Abraham Lincoln. And what I saw is, well, they were ratifying the 14th Amendment, the 13th Amendment. Upstairs in the balcony, you had the blacks. You know, everybody downstairs thought they diplomatically and politically ended slavery. And, oh, look at us. Look at what we just did for this country. We politically maneuvered and manipulated and paid people off and pushed people down and exalted ourselves so that we could glory in the fact that we eliminated slavery. Which is really ridiculous, because doesn't the Declaration of Independence say that all men are created equal? It does not say if you're white, you're created equal. It doesn't say if you're black, you're created equal. It doesn't say if you're a man, you're created equal. A woman, you're created equal. All men are created equal. You think if we would have just acknowledged what our founding document stated in the first place, and that founding document I'm referring to is the Declaration of Independence, and notice the Christianity weeded out in the Constitution those things that were not right and those things that were unjust. But fast forwarding again to Abraham Lincoln's day, when Congress was celebrating, Thaddeus Stevens was celebrating, they were all celebrating, look what we did. And I looked up into the balcony because the camera panned up there, where all of the black men were and the black women. And they were rejoicing. You know who they were thanking? They were thanking God. They weren't thanking themselves for how they politically maneuvered or how their wealth bought them votes. None of that. They looked up to the Most High God who gave them their liberty and established it. And how many great men and women did the same? I'll tell you what, whenever we have light in this country, it's as a result of that liberty, folks. The sons of liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, the Bible says. It's all found there. That's our source. As I was reading this morning in the book of Jeremiah, and we're going to dive right into this, because today, Hobby Lobby is committing an act of civil disobedience. Or so we'll say. When I say the word civil, I do not denote that it's constitutional. Civil merely means government or commerce of government. It merely means it's a word. Civil disobedience against an administration that is disobedient against the Most High God. So whenever tyrants are rebels from principle, you better bet we will resist it. That's our job. That's our duty. Oh, well, I've got much to risk. Over $1 million a day is what they face in fines right now, because the internationalist Sotomayor refused to place an injunction while they were waiting to be heard by the appellate courts. Because a Christian man and a Christian woman who own a business say, I am not going to fund with the money that God has blessed me with abortions. You know, everybody's up in arms and they rush to support the Catholic Church when they say, you can't make our Catholic institutions do this. Forget Catholic institutions. If it wasn't for Catholic and Christian men and women that supported your institutions, you wouldn't exist. So what you're saying is it's okay to oppress the men and women that support your institutions, but it's not okay to suppress the institution, folks? This is as plain as the nose on your face. It's three steps forward, a half a step back. And you know, pretty soon it's come to the point where they're not even going to take a half a step back. And that's where they meet the Spirit of Christ in those that will resist tyranny, folks, like you, the sons and daughters of liberty. We'll be right back with section number two. We have four segments today. Segment two, we're going to talk a little bit more about Hobby Lobby. Check us out at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back again with the Sons of Liberty. It's Jake, the other guy. We had a comment today on Facebook, or at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Go to the page, like it. You guys have been doing it every day. It's been awesome. I'm sharing as many of your comments as I possibly can. We shared a story about Obama, quote, seizing sole authority for U.S. defense. Obviously, he can't do it without the acknowledgement of Congress. Folks, anything Obama does, he's not just doing it. Of course, he doesn't care, because he knows the resistance isn't there within those bodies that he surrounds himself with. But the resistance is plenteous outside of that. This comment on Facebook, and I want to give you the reason why that is, folks. We have a breach right now in this country. We've refused to value life. We've allowed the Supreme Court to legislate the murder of the most innocent human beings created. Not conceived, you know, well, when's conception? I don't know. No, God said he created. That's our breach. When we don't care about that and we don't protect that, why in the world would God protect us with his justice when we've left off justice? Read the book of Jeremiah. Going back to the quote on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Thomas Peanut Pearson, that's what his name is, said, my grandma and grandpa, Vining, grew up being a Democrat, and they would be so disappointed today if they knew the things some of these elected Democrats are doing. He said, what's bad is the American people don't think this can happen. Speaking of the bill, the appropriations bill for the budget, NDAA, for our military, and what that included, the detention of American citizens without a trial by jury. Indefinite detention, might I add. The president, through an executive order, without Congress's anything, Congress just gave it over to him. He said, some people don't think this can happen, Thomas said. Well, some Americans just hope more get wise to this atrocity. And the only thing that will stop this is impeach him. He is correct. The only thing that's going to stop him from the rampage is to impeach him. Get the pen out of his hand. Notice, pen does not create law. God creates law. We acknowledge that law, and we protect people. That's what government's purpose is to do. Get the pen out of his hand first, but then civil prosecution against this criminal. You dig up the records, fast and furious, just to name one. Oh, that's so old news, Jake. No, it's not. It's never been dealt with. It's like the blood of Abel that still cries out to heaven. Some people just happen to have ears to still hear it. I don't care if the press isn't talking about it anymore. God hears it. That's blood, folks, on this administration. He's the first president to protect the DOJ through an executive order so that Congress had to back off. The Congress is you. Congress isn't them. They are you. They're a reflection of you. They're your voice piece to the highest hill in the land. For your peace and for your good. Just as Andrew Jackson said, there are no necessary evils in government. Evils only exist in government's abuses. Period. Government is like the rain. If you're industrious and you're not lazy, you'll utilize the rain. If you are, then it'll drip through your ceiling that you won't fix because you're too stinking lazy. You'll catch pneumonia and you'll die. That's government. There is not supposed to be any complaints. You know, I hear oftentimes people that complain about their government, and a lot of their complaints are true. But I see those are the guys that smoke like six packs of cigarettes a day. Oh, Jake. Yeah. And they watch the football game every day. They know the latest score. They know what happens with the coach. They complain about the coach of their football team the same amount they complain about Congress. Do you think you're going to have any power? Listen to what it says in the book of Jeremiah. And they built the high places of Topet. This was right outside of the great city of Jerusalem, the capital. We could consider D.C. the same if you wanted to in this country. Which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. He couldn't even consider the fact that people would kill their own children. And just because it hasn't came outside of the wound doesn't make it any less of a person. We know that that is common sense. But wicked men persuade and convince the people to do it. So I continue. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Topheth till there be no place, and the carcasses of this people shall be the meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth. That means the partying. You walk down any main street of any town in this country, practically, not all, there is a bar. That's what he's talking about. Everybody goes and gets drunk and watches the game and lives it up and parties and has fun. That's the voice of mirth. The Lord said he will cut it off. And the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Why? Did it happen? You better believe it happened. It happened to the greatest nation, God's own children that forsook him. Those words are clear, they are true, and our founders feared it. Yes, our founders did fear it. They feared God. Whether they practiced it in their personal lives or outside, they knew that if they didn't have God's concurring aid, as Benjamin Franklin said in the Constitutional Convention, when he watched the discord erupt because people were starting to forsake God again after they had just been delivered from the British, the greatest empire, and they wanted to do it their way and formulate their own ideas and tell everybody and show everybody how smart they were and how educated they were. Boy, but God knows how to bring a nation to his knees in his faithfulness that we seek him. You keep going on and we wonder, okay, so what is the conclusion to this matter then? What is the hope in this matter? Why in the world have we gotten to this point? I look at churches, I look at what preachers preach these days, and I know why. They're the ones who didn't know. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, you can't curse a blind man for tripping over a tree stump in the forest. He can't see. But those that say they can see, this is what they're doing nowadays. And I just got a magazine sent to us in the mail. I don't even know how they get our address. But they send us this, you know, Ministries Today, Christian News for Today. And everybody's smiling. Everybody's prospering. Everybody's got more people coming to their church now. Everybody has conferences. Everybody's feeling good. I'm trying to figure out, I'm scratching my head thinking, what country do you live in where wicked prevails in the Oval Office right now? Because there's no resistance to it. When men like Newt Gingrich, who's been divorced, who committed adultery and still lives in it. Yes, he did, and he does. He's morally deprived, and then he comes out and says, listen, give up the fight on gay marriage. He was glitter bombed when he came to Minneapolis, that's where I'm from, because he was so, quote, anti-gay. Was it getting too hot and heavy for you, Newt? You don't got a political career. Nobody respects you anymore anyway. The fact you even got mainstream media, the only reason you did is because you capitulated. Stand for the truth. Try that for once. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abominations? No, they were not at all ashamed. Neither did they blush. Jeremiah continues, therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I'm not reading a fairy tale, a fictitious story. At the time that Jeremiah prophesied these things, that had not happened yet, but he warned them because they knew when they read the covenant of God, which they made, which every one of our elected officials, minus this clown from Minnesota who laid his hand on a Koran and gave his oath, they all swear, so help me God, to the Judeo-Christian God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's your Judeo. The God of Peter, James, John. There's your Christian. They make that covenant. And there is consequences that are irreprehensible. I'm laying out this premise to show you the importance of standing for that which is right in your country, your government, your local government. Some people don't even, your family. Oh, well, my kid just got in trouble. He got sent away. They're going to fix him, though. That's your kid. Well, my kid's in school. They'll teach him that. No, they won't. They'll teach him to rebel against you. Seems to me that's what public schools are doing nowadays. Well, not my school. I know my teachers. It's the curriculum. It's the overlying tone. It's a jurisdictional issue. Once you cross that line, it can't be good. The federal government has no business raising your kids, but they will. Obama's mic was left on while speaking to the Russian president. We posted it on our Facebook. We talked about it yesterday. And I quote Isabella, who said, we must remember this every single day Obama is at the helm. Thanks for posting this. Where is that ship leading, folks? I'm following Christ. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
That was perfect. Ted Anderson is the owner of Midas Resources, which is a precious metal company, and they are a sponsor of the Sons of Liberty. And Ted Anderson is a phenomenal guy. He stands for liberty, doesn't care what other people think. Truth is truth, and that's where it's at in his book. As a matter of fact, he's actually offering to everybody who donates to the Sons of Liberty a benefit package. For a $100 donation, you actually get a free silver dollar. And you can find that right on our website. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And there's multitudes of benefit packages there. You can be platinum, silver, and all the other different packages. Anywhere from $5 a month on down up to $550, $5,000, you name it. You can donate every part of the month. Be part, not every part of the month, but every month, be part of the team. And there's different perks and benefits and things like that for being a part of that. We have a constitutional class that we're going to be starting here shortly. It's a 12-week course. It's been endorsed by people like Ron Paul and other congressmen, Judge Roy Moore, constitutional presidential candidate 2004, Michael Perutka actually started this. John Eidsmo is also an author and a speaker. And multitudes of churches, Christian groups have promoted this Constitution class. That's one of the benefits in the packages of Sons of Liberty Radio. Any donation, folks, it helps us keep doing what we're doing. So with Ted Anderson, thank you so much. Again, a $100 donation gets you a silver dollar. You can also support our cause for justice. You can find that at any of our websites. I always direct you to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You click on that little thing. What does that support the cause for justice? It's a $75 donation. You get the My War package, which is the My War DVD series, which Bradley Dean did. And, folks, it is phenomenal. Bradley's not able to be with us today, but I'll tell you what. You can get that series, and every time that it's just me on the radio, you can just click me off and go watch the series. I encourage you. It is so good. It makes you think. It's stuff that we've been saying for over a decade in public high schools. I don't know when people are going to get the clue that that's where we go into.
Oh, those kids, those lost kids, the public schools and the education system, just awful.
Yeah, we're there. And we're giving the contrary. And I'll tell you what, folks, one assembly program hearing Bradley speak when his band comes in and plays a concert and speaks, one day, you know, it's a couple hours that he speaks to these kids, one day undoes the blindfolds. I don't care if they're in school the whole year round. They can be indoctrinated all they want, but when that light comes, I'll tell you what, you can distinguish the difference between light and darkness, and the youth can. And there is hope, folks. So support our cause for justice. Get that My War series that I'm talking about. It's $75. It's on DVDs. in about an hour to an hour and a half segments. It's a five-set series that's been endorsed by numerous people. You can find all that on the website at Sons of Liberty Radio. Also, the phone app. We want you to listen to the Sons of Liberty. You can put it on your smartphone. You can listen to us 24 hours a day. It's on there. Now, I've been getting the comments on Facebook, and I can't actually keep up here because I've got to get back to some of the topics that we're covering. One of them being Twitter. I encourage you guys all, too. I was just talking to, actually, and I'd like to introduce him now, so I'm going to do that and mark that off my list. The Freedom Outpost. If you haven't heard of the Freedom Outpost, folks, they are fantastic. These guys are carrying columns now. They're carrying Bradley Dean's columns, which are second to none, guys. It's 400 to 600 words, a quick read, great revelation, and a video to boot. You can share it. You can Facebook it, you can like it, you can tweet it. It's easy and it gets people thinking, and it's video along with written. So it blends both parts of, you know, society nowadays and how they do their internet reading. But the Freedom Outpost, I was just talking to Tim, one of the guys who's the editor down there, and we were talking about a variety of different things. He said he loved the ministry, and this guy was biblically based. He said, listen, I may be, quote, maybe libertarian, more libertarian than I am Republican, but I am definitely a Christian first. And I believe in liberty, but God gave liberty. So if you want to be a libertarian, then make sure you understand the source of that liberty. And then pretty soon you'll find out, you know what, I'm not a libertarian, I'm just a Christian. I'm a follower of Christ who gave liberty, period. The Freedom Outpost. FreedomOutpost.com. You can find it also on our Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like it. I just Facebooked that latest commentary, which is called "The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it," Napoleon Bonaparte said. And this is all about tyrants that thought they could outdo God, and it never happens, which leads us to our next topic that I told you in the very beginning of the show that I would bring up. It's Hobby Lobby. Folks, if you have a Hobby Lobby in your area, I encourage you to go to it and support them. And this is why. Let's just dig into this, okay? And I posted this on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can find it there. The Obama administration. We can and will force Christians to act against their faith. No, you can't! I'm so glad. When tyrants start to attack the church, because then they see if they are the church or not, because God vindicates. What did God say to Jeremiah when he prophesied to the king? He protected him through another king called Nebuchadnezzar. God protects his kids and his word. Stand on his word, folks. Stand and stand again. This administration, this is their argument, and they're one and the same, folks. They are one and the same. This administration and his appointees to the Supreme Court, they're all one and the same. They're all the same crooked posse. The first argument the administration makes against the owners of Hobby Lobby is that Americans lose their... Listen to this! Americans lose their First Amendment right to freely exercise their religion when they form a corporation and engage in commerce. Oh, and I know there's a lot of people out there. Well, you shouldn't form corporations then. See, you're just giving your authority over to the devil. You're going to miss the war on this one. So what are we going to do? Hide out in caves and have our own corporations? This is America. The First Amendment is not collectively given to us. It's individually recognized for us. When they said Congress shall make no law, it's because God has a higher law and he already said it. He created us. He is our creator, created in his image. With the ability as he gave to Adam in the Garden of Eden, the ability of life, the right of life, liberty. Go, be fruitful, multiply, God said. That's from God, not from man or from a government. The only thing government can do is acknowledge it. And multiply and take dominion. There's your property. Life, liberty, property. Or as Jefferson penned it, the pursuit of happiness. How can you pursue happiness if you can't have property? But this administration says, when you become a corporation, engage in commerce. Oh, so you control the commerce now? They'll control anything you let them control. The federal government is out of control. Their arm didn't just reach in when the income tax came and they made every single individual in each state subservient to the federal government. Nor when we dropped the ability to popularly, now we popularly vote for our senators because the state is irrelevant and there's a permeable wall between the federal government and the states because they offer benefits. I don't know if it's just me, folks, but if you own a corporation, how many benefits do you get from the federal government? Seems to me they're always there with their hand to take and require and maybe put a gun to the head, too. I mean, forget about the fact that there's tax cheats all over this administration. Forget about that. They don't have to follow the rules, but you do. I go on. A person's Christianity, the administration argues, cannot be carried out through activities he engages in through an incorporated business. I'm just going to fast forward all the way to the end of that argument because it is so stupid. Okay, I believe thou shalt not kill, so I'm not going to kill anybody. Okay, I'm not going to shoot people. But if the government says, because I own a business, that I have to kill certain people that have, well, that don't have blonde hair and blue eyes, well, then I guess I have to, because it's illegal not to. And if I don't, I get fined, and then I get thrown in prison, and my wife and children starve, and we die.
Well, we didn't make you become a corporation.
No, you made it impossible for me not to be a corporation, and then when I became a corporation, then you think you can tell me what to do? No! What did Michelle Bachmann do just recently? Praise God. She said, you can take your executive order pay raises and stick it in your shorts, Mr. Obama. And she moved the bill. What did Hobby Lobby do? They listened to this garbage that the administration said, oh, well, you know, you're Christians, but you own a corporation, and, you know, you're involved in multiple states, and, you know, there's interstate commerce, and we assumed regulatory oversight of that, and we know that through we know that we're the first administration to ever penalize somebody for not doing commerce. Gosh! You guys really need to engage into this Constitution course that we're going to do. Coming soon, just mark it down on your papers, watch the websites, we'll be putting it on there. This is insane! This is insane! Hobby Lobby is a for-profit secular employer. And secular entity, by definition, does not exercise religion! Says the acting assistant attorney general, Stuart Delery. See, they don't want to put old Sid the Sloth out there because it might draw attention to the scandals that he's involved in and how he told Congress, he gave Congress the finger and how he's in contempt. So they send Stuart Delery, who says, okay, my crooked criminal boss, I would love to do whatever you tell me to do because I want to move up the ladder and step on every ounce of blood I possibly can that gave us the liberties that we have right now. I don't care. Oh, Stuart. In a filing submitted in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Oklahoma, because Hobby Lobby is a secular employee, it is not entitled to the protection of free exercise clause. Do you think this administration only wants to take free exercise away from corporations? If you got any feedback on this, we have one more segment left. I have 30 seconds left before the end of this. 1-877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. Today, Hobby Lobby is committing an act of, I'm not even going to call it civil disobedience, disobedience towards a tyrant who is out of his mind and his skull. Sotomayor refused to place an injunction against this order, and they are under a potential fines of over $1 million a day because they're standing and saying, we don't care what you say, it's unconstitutional, I live in America, this is my country. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screen screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
All right, folks, I know many of you are missing Bradley Dean today. Again, you have the Sons of Liberty. This is Jake, the other guy. So I wanted to read one of his Twitter posts. It's at BradleyDean1, at BradleyDean1. I mean, what do you expect? The guy is changing the country 7 days a week, and believe me, I work with him. It's 7 days a week. He's a daddy of five kids. He's a husband. He's a drummer in a rock band. He's a columnist. He's a video producer. He's a speaker. He does church every Sunday. He travels quite a bit. It's 7 days a week, folks. So for him to have one day, I think it's a good thing, and I hope he's getting rest out there. He's listening. What fools are they who for a drop of pleasure drink a sea of wrath? That was at BradleyDean1 on Twitter, and that's Thomas Watson. What fools are they who for a drop of pleasure drink a sea of wrath? Why do I bring that up? Because Acting Assistant Attorney General Stuart Delery said that when a private individual develops a corporation, he loses his First Amendment right. What? That sounds like a donkey to me! What do they call those? Not Jack Cousteau, Jack Stuart Delery, Acting Assistant Attorney General. Listen to the second argument the administration makes to justify forcing Hobby Lobby to pay for abortions for its employees. By the way, Hobby Lobby pays their employees a minimum wage of, I think it's $14 an hour. These guys are Christians, are closed on Sunday so their families can spend time with each other. The second argument the administration makes to justify forcing Christians to act against their faith is more sweeping. Here the administration argues it can force a person to act against his religion so long as the coercion is done under the authority of a law that is neutral and generally applicable. Since when is it neutral to kill a baby? That's neutral? It's generally applicable? Next thing you know, they're going to make employers pay for AIDS prescriptions for homosexuals that engage in sodomy and get AIDS. Now you gotta pay for that too. It's my sexual perversion. I love it. It's general. It's neutral. I suppose they want neutral bathrooms, so maybe they consider that law neutral. In other words, as long as the law was not written specifically to persecute Christians or Christianity, I mean, politics never indirectly does anything, does it? The government can use that law to persecute Christians. This is... Oh, boy. When Sotomayor ruled against a preliminary injunction on Thursday, the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which is representing the Greens, the owners of the Hobby Lobby, support a Hobby Lobby today, folks. Just support them. Support them because they support Christ and they are standing. Said Hobby Lobby will continue their appeal before the Tenth Circuit. The Supreme Court merely decided not to get involved in the case at this time. It left open the possibility of review after their appeal is completed in the Tenth Circuit. The company will continue to provide health insurance to all qualified employees to remain true to their faith. It is not their intention as a company to pay for abortion-inducing drugs. They also stated in a statement indicating that the Greens would not start complying with the mandate on Tuesday and that they would continue to pursue their case in federal court and watch God vindicate and justify them because they will stand. If these cowards on the right would stand and actually see the salvation of God, then we would have real leadership. And speaking of real leadership, we have Tim on the line from the Freedom Outpost. I was just talking about him. Thank you for tuning in, Tim. He's got a wonderful site, freedomoutpost.com. Bradley actually just posted one of Bradley's columns up there just recently. I just tweeted it and put it on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Tim, what say you, sir?
Oh, I'm with you. I've been listening, and boy, I don't hear a lot of preachers get so excited about those things. They are things that we should be passionate about because they are things that affect us.
Got it.
And a lot of guys will go off on the tangent of, well, we've just got to promote the gospel, but they forget that the gospel affects all areas of life. The Lord Jesus said that, you know, we're to disciple the nations, and that just doesn't mean we tell them about the life and death and resurrection of Christ,
Yeah. But
we teach them all things that He's commanded, and that includes these things.
And since when have God's commandments become suggestions? Bradley says it all the time, but it's so good. When God commands something, then we as preachers just suggest it.
Oh, well, you know, I've got to just be very careful on how I say this.
And to your other point, God's ministers are flames of fire, it says in the book of Hebrews.
Correct.
To your other point, our kids watch, and that's not why I do this. I love my kids. I want them to see Christ. I want them to see that as an example. But whether or not I have kids, I'm going to be that example. But so many kids get to see their pastors that are dads and their pastors that are moms at home screaming at the television set because their favorite sports person is on there. But then in church, they're so passive, they're so sycophantic because they care about what their reputation is going to look like. Because if a president calls upon them to pray at their inauguration, they better not offend anybody, not knowing that's their opportunity. When Jeremiah prophesied, he prophesied at the temple gates while the king was doing sacrifices.
Yep.
That's when he called a spade a spade. And that's movement.
Yeah, that's true. I know when we gather for church, ours is to be geared towards what the Word of God says.
Amen.
And then from that, we're to take that out.
Yep.
And that's been something that has been taking place even with my own family. If a man stands up and he is going to say something, he better be striving for that in his own household. And, you know, my wife and I are expecting our 10th child in April. And
hallelujah! God bless that
amen.
Woman!
I believe in that being fruitful, multiplying thing. I trust the Lord. When we first got married, you know, we were both working. And, you know, I'm a firm believer. You know, people are going to think this is sexist or whatever, but I'm a firm believer. You know, God created us different as men and women for different roles. And I believe that the woman is... her best role is in the home and raising godly children and helping her husband. And that doesn't mean she can't be industrious.
Mm-hmm.
We look to Proverbs 31. She can be incredibly industrious. Mm-hmm. God's gifted women with great mental capacity and great skills and things of that nature in which they help their husband. But, you know, it's the old saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
You got
godly
it.
Women raise godly children.
That's right.
Specifically, I'm thinking of men leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Abigail. Even when you had, even when you saw somebody like Deborah,
mm-hmm.
who was a judge, I mean, that was a judgment upon the nation that a woman had to lead.
Yeah, she even said it.
Yeah, and the king says, "Well, you go do it," and she goes, "No, I'll go with you, but you're the guy.
Yep,
you're the leader." And so many on the right are willing to embrace women as leaders, and I'm like, you know, come on, guys, God gave you the male organs there. You need to be standing up here. You need to be the ones leading. Instead, what we have are, you know, milquetoast fellows, but then that's a reflection on the church. That's what we have ended up, that's what we've produced. We've produced milquetoast guys who have no ability to stand for what is right, and they cower at the first sign of any opposition.
You know, I want to talk about this because you're not one of those milquetoast guys. First I want to give a quote by Martin Luther. If I profess with the loudest, this is Martin Luther the Reformer, if I profess, by the way, he influenced a whole lot of civil leaders. And folks, because of that, you have religious liberty. That was the greatest thing that he did. It wasn't that he started a church out in Wittenberg. Yeah, sure he did. And he preached to people. That's great. He affected the world leaders. And even the emperor couldn't touch him because he was God's anointed. He said, if I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, mm-hmm. I am not confessing Christ. However
right.
boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is. Proved and to be steady on all battlefields besides is merely flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther said that. Now, I want to bring up your site really quick. Again, Bradley has just been published on freedomoutpost.com. You can go to that site right now, or you can go to our Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio. That is what you're doing, Tim, and that is what you are desiring for our country. You're bringing this message to America and to America's liberty. So again, folks, I want to direct you there. I'm out of time, Tim. Thank you so much for calling freedompost.com. Appreciate you, brother, and look forward to a long relationship with you and many other patriots across the country. Folks, tune in tomorrow. It will be good. If you want to go back to listen to this show again, you can go to the podcast. Also, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Get that phone app. Put it on your smartphone. Share it. You know, when you're at a family gathering, just go on your relative's smartphones quick and download it on them and let them come back and say, what is this? Let them click on it. Let them think. Let them be curious. Watch these videos, the My War series. Support our cause for justice. God bless you, folks. And God bless the America that he develops through us as we stand for his purposes. One nation under God. In Jesus' name.
We are the sons of liberty.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.